sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just wanted to give you an update about the plans for the next couple days. Just so you know, I just got off the phone with Nirav. It looks like things are progressing with the group in Argentina. The first store in Alabama seems to be up and running okay. Things are going well. New things are being added. I don't know when the plan is for the second store. It was supposed to be this month, so I think. We are delivering a mock-up to Wayne. So hopefully contracts will be signed with them soon. Things are a bit tight. The other thing would be is that, as you may be aware, Valentine's Day is coming up. And, it's just obviously just a holiday that's designed to help, sell cards and, promote dinners at restaurants and whatnot. But it is something that I've shared with my lady as I find delight in her. I find her a great joy, and I still do. It's been quite clear with all the things that I've sent, as you're aware, that there's no acknowledgement. I have, nothing's been acknowledged. In essence, I basically have stopped sending things and using a different route. As you may be aware, I did a video for my wife's birthday because I love her and wanted to express that and wanted to let my kids know about my love for their mom. That video, Marriage Defined and a Commitment Beyond, I ended up putting on YouTube, BitChute, and Brighteon. And I get a lot of traffic on BitChute. It's at 95 views. It'll probably make 100 easily by the end of the month. So within 2 months, 2.5 months, I got 100 views in that thing. And it's kind of like, wow, why? But in general, I'm starting to get more traffic on my videos. I think it's because I offer content rather than just fluff or fancy camera moves. I think what I'm going to do is offer my lady, the woman I love and adore, a Valentine's gift in a video form and do the same. I'm going to put it online. Obviously I will send you links and whatnot. That's my plan I'm exhausted. I still work at an exhausting pace, but hopefully I'll have that done for Valentine's Day as an act of love for my wife. Plus, over the weekend, I watched the Naming Names video from 2 years ago. Just like I've done with some of the other videos, like the waterboarding offer and whatnot, that's been watched, 60, 80 times, whatever, since I put it on BitChute and whatnot, and I'm going to put the Naming Names video on there on the second anniversary, which is the 25th of February, I think. So just want to let you know, I'm putting those things on the more public places, and obviously they're getting some traffic. The objective is not to belittle others, but to break down the walls between us. I put a lot of effort into this stuff. I believe that my handling of the scripture has improved radically. I think the objective here is not domination or revenge, but reconciliation as an act of love. I want my kids to see that. I want my wife to see that. I'd like Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman to see that too, because I'm not their enemy. I am their ally, assuming they're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Evidence is weak. Let me also remind you, I've asked of my own family, my kids, and my wife, are you a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? Not a single person has been willing to say yes. When I'm asked, there's no hesitation in me. Because I do believe that the command in 1 Peter 3:15, when somebody asks, I'm called to respond. Then there's this parousia idea that I've expressed more than once about speaking openly, clearly, and boldly. That is the command of the Lord. If you're a follower of Christ, that's what we're called to do. If you run in the hole, I keep pointing to people who hide and are unwilling to have a rational dialogue with somebody who are cowards. I point them to Revelation 21:8. I didn't write that. Those are the Lord's words. I make mistakes. So do others. And the way we recover from mistakes is through dialogue. It's through perseverance. Again, the 2 Timothy 4. Followers of Christ do that. Cowards run. So I am going to express this all the more. It'll be on video for my lady on Valentine's Day, and my plan is on the 25th to release the Naming Names video, which names names. Hopefully this will help sooner or later open a serious, rational dialogue, especially with Jim Cross. He's the number one target. If he ever listens to one of these things, such as this one, Mr. Cross, I'm not your enemy. I'm your brother. Dorothy Jane, I love you.